If you ask Karen Pokesay what's the best part of her job, she'll tell you it's her work done at the lab bench. Pokesay is a researcher at the Buck Institute for Research on Aging. Among her other lab duties, part of her time is spent testing how cells respond to possible drug treatments for Alzheimer's, a disease that causes problems with memory and thinking.
I'm the first to see what happened. You know, I do the assay, and then I read the plate. When it's significant, that's really exciting.
Pokesay has been at the Institute since it was founded in 1999.
We came here when this building was a shell, really.
She shows me around a little.
And our lab goes through here.
That loud whooshing sound you're hearing?
That's the airflow system in here.
It's to reduce dust and airborne contaminants. The lab is also chocked full of freezers of differing temperatures, storage units for lines of cell cultures, chemical fume hoods, and lots of little test tubes. This lab studies many facets of Alzheimer's disease. Other labs at the Institute study stroke, stem cells, or metabolism. Pokesay says now they're very interested in ways to prevent disease.
But in the beginning, the lab was really focused on basic research in Alzheimer's disease and why the cells in the brain die. And now it's a little more therapeutically oriented.
Alzheimer's is a form of dementia where brain function breaks down. It's now thought to be the third leading cause of death in the United States, behind heart disease and cancer. It's also a disease that disproportionately affects women. They're 65% of patients and 60% of caregivers. A woman's chances of getting Alzheimer's is actually higher than her chances of getting breast cancer. In the last 20 years, a lot has been discovered. Risk factors, genetics of the disease, and how to slow disease progress. But Dale Bredesen, head of the lab and the founding president of the Institute, says advances haven't been nearly good enough.
It's been one of the areas of greatest failure for biomedical research. We don't have good treatments for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or Lou Gehrig's or any of the major neurodegenerative illnesses. So this has been a huge problem.
They've found, he says, that Alzheimer's is far more complicated than was first thought. There are multiple forms the disease can take, but they're all grouped under one umbrella term. Clinical trials for drugs have largely been failures or only minimally effective.
I think in the future, we'll look at the term and the concept of Alzheimer's as being a very old-fashioned term, which really talks about a type of pathology, a type of response the brain has made to many different metabolic and infectious perturbations.
Bredesen has become interested in tracking the metabolic markers of patients in the early stages of the disease, everything from blood sugar to vitamin and hormone levels, and encouraging these patients to change their lifestyle, getting more sleep, more exercise, and eating healthier, to name a few steps. It's a way, he says, of potentially slowing or even reversing symptoms. Though his research is in relatively early stages, a 2014 study of 10 patients following a comprehensive program showed promising results. 9 out of 10 show marked improvement. For more on that, tune in tomorrow. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.